Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Rescuers have been working for months to try to save some of the more than 500 turtles that became stranded on the beaches of Cape Cod as they tried to swim south to the Gulf of Mexico for the winter. Just a little while ago, we reached Bob Prescott at Crow's Pasture Beach in Dennis, Massachusetts. Prescott has been rescuing turtles for more than 30 years. He's the director of Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. He began by telling us about the operations today.
This morning, right after high tide, a number of our volunteers and staff were out on the beaches in Brewster, Dennis, and Barnstable, Sandwich, looking for stranded sea turtles. The winds were 35 to 40 miles an hour out of the north-northeast, and these are the towns and the beaches where turtles are likely to come in.
So how many turtles have appeared on this particular beach in the past couple of days?
The last couple of days, we've had over a dozen turtles in Brewster, Dennis, Barnstable, and Sandwich.
Throughout the region, what kind of sea turtles are they?
We had Ridley sea turtles, the rarest of all of the sea turtles, and loggerheads, the largest of all of the sea turtles.
How big are those?
The Ridleys weigh around 5 pounds and are about the size of a dinner plate. The loggerheads, interestingly enough, we had one of the smallest loggerheads we've ever recovered, and that weighed about 13 pounds. And on the same beach, we had one of the larger ones of this year's stranding, and it weighed 95 pounds.
95 pounds. Was it alive?
It was alive. It was, the larger the animal, the more tolerant of the cold. And so it's really the smaller ones that we're most concerned about at this point and the ones least likely to survive. And the larger ones, because of their mass, seem to cool off a lot slower. And the 95-pound one was actually moving around a little bit as we loaded it into a van to head up to New England Aquarium.
Okay, I want to talk to you more about the rescue that goes on and why this is happening. But first, where you are right now at Crow's Pasture Beach, are there any turtles around you now?
Yeah, there's one, unfortunately, dead Ridley that came in early this morning. And when the calls come in, you sort of have to make a judgment call of what's likely to be alive and what isn't. And we had found turtles last night on the beach, and they were all dead. And we knew that if there were some loggerheads, we should get to them first. So we had two loggerheads in Dennis reported first thing this morning, and we wanted to get them off the beach first thing and get them up to New England Aquarium. And now we're sort of working our way back through Dennis and into Brewster and looking at beaches and picking up turtles that didn't make it.
Tell us about this one that didn't make it. You said it's a Ridley turtle, so this is a smaller turtle. And is it far up on the beach? Where are you close by it right now?
Yes, it was right at the high tide line. Again, the winds were so strong last night that a small Ridley would get pushed right up onto the high tide line. And then when the tide goes out and the temperature is below freezing, it doesn't take long for them to freeze.
What are you going to be doing with this turtle?
So the dead turtles all get returned to the sanctuary where we weigh and measure them. We freeze them. And then in a couple of weeks, we will begin necropsies on all of the dead turtles. The only way you can tell whether they're male or female is to look inside. We also can learn the overall health of the turtle by measuring fat. And we look at the intestines and stomachs and see whether they had been eating or not.
This has been happening year after year. Is this year any worse than previous?
This year we're up maybe around 550 turtles. And this is the second largest stranding episode we've ever had since the early 70s. And it would be a big deal if it weren't for the fact that we had over 1,200 turtles last year. And so we ramped up all of our training and recruiting of volunteers, and we were able to deal with the 500 turtles in a probably a little bit better than we did last year. Last year we had 74% survive of all the turtles that came ashore, which is much higher than we thought, and we'll see where we are at the end of this year.
I understand that many of the turtles that don't survive because it's so late in the season, and they're being stranded now, which means that they haven't had enough to eat, they're dehydrated, they're malnourished. What's the correlation between warmer sea temperatures and less food for turtles like these?
What happens is these turtles are in the Gulf of Maine, as you mentioned, and they're feeding all summer. And we're not quite sure at what temperature they actually slow down. We know they get cold stunned and washed in at 50 degrees water temperature. So, yes, it was much warmer all summer, which may have lured more turtles into the Gulf of Maine to begin with. But then if they don't get out and it gets to 50 degrees, then they're not going to make it.
Why did they get stuck on the Cape, though, if they're heading down to the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, the Cape, when you look at a map, the Cape is a hook that extends it from the west to east and then north to south. So as a turtle, say it had a great summer in Boston Harbor and eating and enjoying itself and getting fat, and it starts to migrate south and it starts to get slower and slower and slower because the temperature is dropping, then they bump into Sandwich and then they swim east to try and get out, and they bump into Orleans and they get trapped in Wellfleet Harbor. And then, meanwhile, this is all time that's going by, and it's getting colder and colder, and they're slowing down more and more. So it's a geologic accident of Cape Cod, this shape of the Cape, that's confusing, not just to turtles. It traps, you know, dolphins and whales and seabirds. It's just very confusing to get out of, and there's no direct current that would carry them out.
So once you rescue these turtles, unlike the one before you now that has been frozen to death, what do you hope for them? What do you try to do for them?
So the volunteers will find the turtle, and because these are federally protected species and the way the permitting goes and the way people can handle it, all our volunteers move the turtle above the high tide line and cover it with tidal thatch so that the turtles are no longer exposed to the cold temperature. We have staff driving around because we know the beaches that the turtles are likely to strand. So they pick the turtles up and put them in a car where the temperatures are set at, again, to try and keep it as close to 50 degrees as possible. We go back to the sanctuary in Wellfleet, do the initial assessment, weigh and measure, and off they go to New England Aquarium. So oftentimes a turtle will get picked up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 10:30 it's in a controlled environment at New England Aquarium.
That is Bob Prescott speaking to us earlier this afternoon from Crow's Pasture Beach in Dennis, Massachusetts on the Cape. Prescott is the director of the Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. He spent the day today, as he does many days, rescuing turtles. By the way, a note on the rescue turtles. If they do survive, once they return to health, they're transported to rejoin their fellow turtles in the Gulf of Mexico. Prescott says we don't yet know how many of the rescued turtles do survive, though the odds are stacked against him. We appreciate his speaking to us on the cold beach on the Cape. Stay with us. There's more ahead. This is Radio Boston, and I'm Lisa Mullins.